This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
6 of 9 in this homestand. 2 of 3 from the Mets. Forget about the Oakland series. Let's go, Bucks! 6 of 9 in this homestand, and the Milwaukee Brewers decided to also not win against the Athletics. They got swept over the weekend. The Pirates are a game ahead of first place in the National League Central coming into this week. Let's go, Bucks! 93.7 The Fan. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is The Fan Early Morning Show. It's The Wake Up Show. The Wake Up Show presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. You can apply online at 84lumber.com. Great morning. Feeling wonderful this morning. Had a good weekend, and a lot of that was created by the foundation of the Pirates. 6 of 9. 2 of 3 from the Mets. And I was a bit frustrated with the series against the Oakland Athletics, but I even said it myself. I know Neil Walker talked about it last week on the morning show, even before the series happened, that maybe be a little bit more calm. They just had gotten off the sweep of the St. Louis Cardinals. And it's hard to sweep 2 series in a row. It seems that the baseball gods, as he put it, do not like when teams sweep consecutive series. It just doesn't happen that often. Now, they lost 2 of 3, but then guess what the Brewers turned around and did? At home, the Brewers were also at home against the Oakland Athletics, and the Brewers didn't win a game in the 3-game series. They got swept. And it just proves my theory from last week that I mentioned that, you know, the Oakland Athletics are not trying to lose, even though that they have lost what seems to be a record-setting pace for losses in a single season. That's where they are right now. I think they're at 16 or 17 wins at this point. Still 50 losses, but they're on a 5-game winning streak now. The players not trying to lose. So forgive the Pirates a bit, right? Forgive them. It was frustrating in the moment, and I was frustrated as well. I wasn't on this show to directly express my frustration at the end of last week, after they lost the series, but think about it though, 6 of 9 games they won on this homestand, so they lost 3. They won most of the games. Now we expected that maybe they would win 2 of 3 against the Cardinals or just 1 of 3, and we expected them to sweep the Athletics and then maybe win 2 of 3 against the Mets. Well, the wins didn't happen against the teams we expected. I didn't expect them to sweep the Cardinals, and then they did. The Cardinals, a team right now that's going toward the bottom of the NL Central. Cardinals, 8 games out, 27-39. The Pirates now pacing the NL Central with a 34-30 record, a game ahead of the Milwaukee Brewers. So, I'm just saying. I hope we let that frustration kind of boil over. I hope we let that frustration, we got it out. And now we can relax. Because the Pirates, in first place, the Pirates took 2 of 3 from the Mets. The Mets, a team that spent a notable amount of money in the offseason to put together a winner. That team is below 500 at this point in the season. So, we're good. Everything's fine.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Everybody's okay.
Crowley's in here. Hi, Crowley.
It's fine.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Don't let that A's series spoil anything that's happened here, and let's just reflect on the overall, right? We were frustrated last week, but the Pirates come in, they win, or they come back, and they win 2 of 3 against the New York Mets, and they win 6 of 9 in that homestand. So, I can't say it enough. Yeah, there's no reason to be frustrated at this point. This homestand is a reason to celebrate, and again, the Brewers being swept by the Oakland A's is more than telling. It's more than telling that the Oakland Athletics may be going on a hot streak now in a way that nobody expected. Because they've been doing so poorly, but again, those players on that team, I don't think those individual players, for their career's sake and for their own dignity, are not trying to lose games. So there's that. If you want to call me and talk about this weekend or the entire homestand, you want to talk about the Pirates at all, 412-928-9370. You can also make some comments toward me on Twitter at callas_33. That's callas_33. I'll read your comments if they're intriguing enough, or you can give me a phone call. We'll have a conversation about the Pirates because there's a lot to go into. There's a lot to look forward to as well with this upcoming series against the Chicago Cubs. The Pirates will be going to Chicago to play the Cubs. I believe it's the first time this season. Cubs are 28-37, 6.5 games out. This division's really not lost yet. I mean, even the Cardinals, to an extent. We all talk about the reputation of the Cardinals, how nobody's really counting them out. But they're 8 games back right now, 27-39. They're at the bottom of the division. And I think that it was more important, I believe, that the Pirates swept the Cardinals than swept the A's. And I say that because the Pirates have a direct impact on how the Cardinals do in those head-to-heads. And the Pirates contributed to burying the Cardinals, as did the Reds over the weekend. Go more in-depth on that in a moment, but we got a caller. We got Bob from Wexford. Go ahead, Bob. What's on your mind?
I just want to talk about how I owe the Pirates an apology because I thought they were headed for a tailspin after the A's took 2 out of 3 from them.
Yeah.
And I'm just very proud of the team over the weekend, what they did.
Bob, thank you for the call. So we got an apology. First call of the morning. We get an apology to the Pirates. I respect Bob for apologizing to the Pittsburgh Pirates. Because he said they were going to go on a slide after they lost 2 of 3 to the Athletics, and they responded with a hearty amount of runs scored in the first game, and they won 2 of 3 against the Mets. So I respect Bob for apologizing. It's the first call we get this morning is an apology to the Pittsburgh Pirates. Love it. I think some people do owe them an apology. Because, you know, sometimes we're so hungry for winning baseball, and I get that. The Pirates have not won a World Series since 1979, and the last two wild card games that the Pirates participated in left a bad taste in our mouths because they ran into two of the greatest playoff pitchers in the history of the Major League Baseball playoffs, and Madison Bumgarner and Jake Arrieta. So I get where the frustration and where sometimes, you know, we express it in ways that, you know, might not be the best. But the Pirates are in a great position right now. Got another caller, Bob from Pittsburgh. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, it's Bob from Northside.
All right.
I think we're going to ride this line, maybe a little above average in Cruz and August from Cruz, and maybe another player comes up. I think it's going to spark us and carry us to the playoffs, and I think we'll make it.
You think we're making the playoffs?
I really do.
Let's go. Thanks for the call, Bob.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob Fixer are making the playoffs. Now, here's what I'll say, too, just to respond to that. I like a balance, and I appreciate the enthusiasm as well. I'm still kind of staying in the middle of this. I'm riding it, you know, game by game. I like doing what McCutchen does, because McCutchen said that last week. You know, it's a game at a time, game at a time. If you're optimistic that they'll make the playoffs, I appreciate you for that. I also like to stay in the middle of this, though, because, you know, sometimes when we get too ahead of ourselves as well, we might be set up for disappointment. So don't get too ahead of yourselves either. It's still June. They're still in first place. But I do believe they're realistic in the playoff conversation. And Bob from the North side, not misguided that they could make the playoffs. I will say that. They're in first place right now. They're still in the conversation. Last June, they were not in the conversation. I think they were falling from third to fourth place because all their injuries started coming along. Like, they lost Jake Mariznick and Roberto Perez earlier on in the season, and they were starting to fall from third to fourth. It's June 12th, and they're in first. They're in the conversation, and the floor of the division right now is 8 games back in the St. Louis Cardinals. Like, that series against the Cardinals was so important. And I can't stress it enough. It was so important for them to sweep the Cardinals because they have direct impacts on each other. They could have swept the A's, and what, the A's are going to continue to be at the bottom of the AL West? Does that matter to us? Not really. But they took all 3 games from the Cardinals last weekend, and they contributed directly to the Cardinals falling further back down in the NL Central. Like, it is the greatest thing in the world when the Cardinals can be buried, because if they're not a threat, this division becomes winnable, especially with how weak it's been over the last few years. It went from the strongest division in 2015 with the 3 best records in Major League Baseball all housed in the same division to just gradually becoming weaker and weaker. And now it's weak, but the Pirates are not setting the pace for the bottom. The Pirates are not at the bottom of this weak division anymore. The Pirates are contending for the top, and as of today, have the division. And winning those games against divisional opponents is essential. So, and that's why, because you want to bury the Cardinals. You want to bury the other teams you have a direct impact on. This season's a little more tricky as well because the teams play less games head-to-head because Major League Baseball engineered a schedule where every team plays every team from both leagues throughout the whole schedule. So I think it got reduced from like 18 to 12 head-to-head divisional games, something like that. But there's less now, so it gets a little tricky as well for the Pirates. So it's even more important that when you have those division games, to win them. when you have those divisional series to win the series. The Pirates took 2 of 4 in St. Louis, and then at Pittsburgh for a 3-game series, swept them. That's huge. Bury them. Bury the Cardinals. And again, I would rather have had the Pirates sweep the Cardinals last weekend than sweep the A's. And the Pirates still won a game in that series, and overall won 6 of 9 during the whole homestand. This series against the Mets was very telling as well, because the Mets spent way more money than every team in Major League Baseball did to try to put together a contender. They're not even cracking 500 right now. So there are reasons to appreciate what the Pirates are doing, where the Pirates are going. There's reasons to appreciate where they are right now, which is in first place. And again, I'm not getting too jumpy. I'm not going to say that they're destined for the playoffs. They have to work hard for it, and that starts with a game at a time, appreciating and winning a game at a time. One pitch at a time, one plate appearance at a time. Just take it one day at a time, and the Pirates taking it one day at a time through this homestand netted them 6 of 9 games. Got another caller on the line. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Stan out here in McCandless Township.
Hi, Stan.
Well, good morning to you, my friend. And I got to tell you that I really liked the new rule changes with the speeding up of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Never thought I'd ever see the day when we'd have a game that could possibly take 2 hours or, you know, between 2 and 2.5 hours. But I think the rule change is really great for baseball. I think it's going to attract a lot more people. I just used to get so bored watching a guy take it a minute and a half before, you know, like a closer in a game. But the other thing, too, is Sawinski. You know, this guy has some tremendous power. Is there any thing that you've heard about him maybe becoming a switch hitter? Because he's obviously he can't hit left-handers. But, boy, if this guy could ever learn to hit a lefty pitcher, he could add some pop, more pop, you know, in his bat. So
yeah, Stan, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I don't think he's going to be a switch hitter. Switch hitting's difficult. I'm sure Neil Walker could attest to that. And he's coming on the show today, actually, the Fan Morning Show later today. No, Jack Sawinski will not be a switch hitter, but I understand what you're saying. If he could hit lefties, he'd be a threat. How about that foul ball he hit too the other day? I think it was Saturday. He had a foul ball that bounced into the river, but it was foul, so that one's going to be lost to history. But it was this titanic blast. It was a few feet foul. Yeah, Jack Sawinski's got some serious power. And, I mean, if he can consistently hit left-handed and just, you know, keep that pop around, you know, I think a bunch of people were upset in May because he wasn't hitting as well. He wasn't producing as much power. And that's fair. I mean, but everybody struggled in May. May was a bad month. And when you wipe that away and you see what he's done coming into June, that power is appealing to watch and look forward to. No, Stan, though, not no switch hitting rumors for Jack Sawinski. He'll still have to learn to hit lefties from the left-handed batter's box. But no, you like Sawinski when he's hitting home runs, and that's pretty much what he's here to do at this point. He's up in the major leagues because he creates that power threat in the Pirates lineup, especially while O'Neill Cruz is not in the lineup.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.